Coming to you live from the basement of an abandoned training facility, where we talk about fighting, training, and events. It's the Fight Mixer Show, where you can hear about all the local and world combat sports happenings. Get ready. It's time to gear up and square up, because we're going live on the Fight Mixer Show.
Perfect.
Oops. My bad.
We're back. Welcome to Wednesday. We're all back for a special, special person to do a special, special challenge. None of it. So, Gabriel Green, our UFC fighter, we did a couple weeks ago, saw our Champ Challenge. With the toe of Satan, the world's hottest piece of candy and lollipop, and it sucks ass. But he wanted to do it, so we were like, sure. So here he is.
He watched all of us sweat and cry and was like, I want to do it too.
Yeah, so welcome to Fight Mixer of just pain and pleasure.
You just made it seem so fun, you know? I
know. Well, I'm glad you were sitting around and watching us afterwards, but it wasn't... Yeah, it wasn't cute. I'm ready to see your snot and stuff on camera, not mine. So it was not good.
It is definitely a burn you cannot describe.
Yes. So, Gabe, before we get into this, how often do you eat spicy food?
I don't know. I just eat it when it's there. You know, I it's not like I overly go look for it, but I like adding sriracha to everything. I'm pretty sure it's like a smidge hotter than sriracha, but.
Is that your favorite?
Yeah, it's like my favorite add to anything.
Do you like cinnamon flavor?
I like cinnamon flavor, yeah.
Hate it. You're in luck then.
You'll be like taking a super shot of Fireball.
Okay, so you Fireball guy?
I mean, I'll drink it, but it's not like it's my favorite.
Yeah. So what have you been doing to prepare for this challenge?
I just kind of forgot about it until you messaged me, and then I was like, oh yeah, I told him I was gonna do this. Let's do it.
Are you having any last minute regrets?
Probably should have ate earlier. That's
no, I'll just tell you what. I mean, I don't know what Allie was eating the Greek yogurt afterwards. I had nothing in my gym because I'm literally in a gym closet right now. And so I only had water. I drank 3 bottles of water and a protein shake. So that almost made me puke. Don't do that.
Yeah.
I had no milk.
I was thinking about that. Like, you held yours in longer. And I was like, oh, crap. Like, she probably doesn't have a whole lot of like stuff to utilize to help her out now.
No, people they're doing a boxing class or kickboxing and MMA stuff out there right now, and they're watching me like run back and forth, like crying and snotting everyone. They're not really friendly.
Someone go check on her.
What the hell are you doing in that closet?
That seems like you go in the closet for like an hour and you come out and you're like crying.
Yeah. So do you have anything to do tomorrow, Gabe? Like, what's on your agenda tomorrow
that we're gonna ruin for you?
Actually,
I didn't feel bad the next day, so don't be scared. But if you swallow that stuff, you're gonna shit fire, so don't do it. We're telling you to spit.
Tomorrow's pretty empty. I'm not gonna do anything. So,
actually, this could be like a good cleanse, because I think whatever's in you is gonna come straight out.
Stop.
Empty like your bowels.
You have a girlfriend that you need to kiss later, because it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, don't do that. And no other activities either.
Whatever you put in that, absolutely not. In 2 hours, you'll feel better, I promise.
Got it.
So, you're making this better. Is anyone there watching you right now?
No.
Off to the side. Gosh.
I wish by yourself? Do you guys remember that Fire and Ice Lube that came out a while back where it was like a selling point? Imagine if you put that in your eyes. That's probably what.
Yeah, don't touch your face. Just have a good bucket. You'll be fine. You're probably gonna beat us, but you do have to beat David Potter, our other host, who did the full challenge. He's the only one that completed it.
Oh, Gabe, a daughter said thoughts and prayers.
Aww. This is gonna be cute. Do you have any last, let's see, any last comments before your comments start getting altered?
Yeah, because you might not be able to say anything coherent after this. So whatever you want to say, say now.
Do you want us to give a shout out beforehand? Talk about anything that's going on over the past 2 weeks that came about before we asked Brandon.
You know what? Shout out to Dr. Tuma for giving me new eyes.
Oh yeah. How is that going?
I mean, low key, things are kind of blurry right now, but
yeah,
it's because like the PRK, like it was super clear, and then I guess like the cornea kind of scabs over, so I'm looking through scabs right now, and once those are gone, I'm gonna be able to see super clear again. So
nice.
So do you think your taste buds are stronger now?
I can't see that well.
There's only one way to find out.
I'm so excited.
All right. You just let us know when you're ready to go, and we'll start the clock and start asking questions.
What do you got there? First, let's see what you got for recovery.
Oh, that was just body armor.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, there is no drinking during the challenge.
All right.
I'm not sure if you can get that down anyway.
Okay, we're gonna just ask you random stuff. Put it in when you're ready. That's what she said.
Are you gonna put the whole thing in or just the two?
Matt, you can't ask him why. That's a girl question.
All right.
Fun times.
So, how does that feel?
Oh, man. It's hot.
What's your favorite movie?
Feeling right.
My favorite movie is The Night Before.
Oh.
That's a good one.
What was your answer?
The Night Before.
The Night Before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are you not Fantastic Four?
No, it's not that one. It's not that one.
Did you grow up with animals?
No.
No?
No.
Do you have any pets right now?
Yeah, I have a pit bull. And she's just watching me right now. Like, oh.
Don't let him lick
your throat. Oh, he's probably so concerned.
Hi.
If you are what she is, Fashion Only Legends is Gabriel. Question number one. If the quote, what are you saying? Gabe Dotter. Oh, Gabe Dotter. I hate this dude. You are what you eat. Is factual. How many legends does Gabriel usually? Oh, Jesus. Don't listen to Gabe Dotter. He's
fangirling right now.
All right. What is your, what's your dream trip? Where do you want to go the most?
Italy.
Ooh, nice one. Any specific town or no? I'm Italian.
My family is from Naples, so Naples.
We can't talk anymore. You could be my cousin. My family's from Siciliano, Italy, which is Naples.
Super cool.
Nice. What? So, how much are you Italian?
Yeah, my mom and grandma's. Well, my grandma moved from there to here, and have my mom here.
Nice.
But yeah, born and raised in Naples.
That's
cool. Are you ladies? Do you have any Italian in you?
You just said that. Are you asking us girls or are you asking you?
Yeah, I was asking if you girls had Italian.
You see my last name?
According to Ancestry.com, I do not.
Nice. I'm Italian. My last name is Simoncelli, so yeah.
All right.
All right.
We're almost to the halfway point.
How are you feeling, Gabe?
Do you feel any tears coming yet?
Are you snapping or just drooling?
It's drool.
Are you biting on that thing at all, or are you just
swirling around? Pull around.
Yeah, you gotta go swirl.
Is this the hottest thing you've ever had, Gabe?
Is this the hottest thing I've ever had?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you think you're gonna make it to the whole 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah?
We got 2 minutes. Don't cheat though.
What's the saddest movie you've ever seen?
Oh, I can remember.
Oh, that is sad.
That is sad.
But it's so good.
Are you, let's see, are you an emotional person, or are you pretty, like, straightforward, like, considering you just said a walk to remember, I'm going to say you're an emotional person.
I'm a little both, but, I mean, I'm pretty good at separating myself from stuff.
What's
your favorite cheat day snack?
Brownies.
Ooh,
brownies.
If you weren't fighting, what would you be doing?
Being a competitive eater.
We'll do some other kind of weird food challenge on here and get you back on for another weird one. What food makes you puke?
I hate pickles.
What?
I don't know.
A lot of people say that. Someone says all that spit. Yeah, there is a there is a lot of stuff happening here. What scares you?
Not much, honestly.
No?
Nothing.
Are you scared of the dark?
The zebra. What is that?
Are you scared of the dark?
No. I can't see good in the dark, but I'm not scared of it, you know? I turn the lights on because I'm like, man, I can't see shit.
I've got to say, with 33 seconds to go, you are handling this better than the rest
any of us.
Yeah. I think we definitely have a champ here.
Yeah.
This is nuts.
It's not fun. It's really not fun.
He's taking it so well. We were like crying.
And David was like, oh, look at Sambo.
Sam, where are you?
Yeah, where are you, Sam?
You can't comment. You gotta be on the side.
6 seconds. 6 seconds. Swirl around. Swirl around.
Get arrogant with it.
Oh my God.
All right. Wow. That was it.
You didn't even like rip it out either.
I think people are coming in to watch you cry, and they're just watching you just demolish us right now.
Right.
You know what? It really did suck. I can't feel my lips. I can't.
Really? No. You got some Botox going on. It made my
lips say they're puffy.
I think the UFC fighters are bred differently because
that was nice.
That didn't even seem to faze him, Marvin.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The poker face has got to be something, for one thing.
Yeah, no, that was my.
He let his mouth just drip everything out while we're spitting.
Yeah, the fact that you're willing to sit on the camera even after that.
Gabe Stoddard just won't shush. Here he is again.
You know who that is, right?
Yes, I know. That bitch.
She can't tell. That one's got a mustache.
Yeah. He looks familiar.
Our other host was banned on Facebook, and now he's got a alternative Facebook account.
Matt, so. Zuckerberg's going to hear you now.
Is it milk helping?
For a second, my lips are on fire.
Did you swallow any of it?
I think like a smith.
Okay. You don't get fire tomorrow, then that's good. Thank God for that.
So
I remember I swallowed a little bit and I could tell from the burn just from a little bit. I was like, ooh.
Going for it. How many glasses of milk is this one? Is this the second one?
Yeah, it's my second.
You don't puke. What is it? You can't chug a gallon of milk without puking? Should we do that for our next
Oh.
No.
I think it's a gallon in an hour.
Is that what it is? Ugh.
Only if we do chocolate milk.
No, I want to do like a nasty one. I think it's illegal here, but Sir Strumming. I think some people might know what Sir Strumming is. It's fermented fish from like Norway.
Yeah.
It's illegal on an airplane. I don't think it's allowed in the US.
Why don't we just do that blowfish that's supposed to kill you or make you pretend to be dead? Why don't we just do that one? Is it puffer fish? Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I don't want to die.
It just makes it seem like you're dead.
Would you do something? Hi,
yes. Oh my God, I thought we were at 8:30 p.m.
After your glorious win, like what was it, about a month ago? Has anybody reached out to you about another fight or anything?
They're just we're thinking about July.
July?
Yeah, giving me enough time to
let my eyes be good, and then get into a camp.
Can you see better now that you're done with the challenge?
When you fight,
they're like a little teary, honestly.
That's all I'm saying. Like, clean my contacts out.
Like, when you're training, is it like Daredevil? Are you seeing like the sonar of everybody when you're fighting them?
I mean, before, yeah. I can already tell, like, my depth perception and everything is way better.
How are you?
You feel it's gonna. I mean, it can't hurt, but you think it's gonna improve your fight game at all?
Oh, hell yeah!
Yeah, I think it's gonna help dramatically because, like, before, if someone threw me keys, I wouldn't be able to like track them in the air. I'd be all like,
yeah.
That was like, we had like this big old moment the other day. my eyes were dry, and I was like, hey, I told my brother, can you like throw me the tears, the artificial tears, the eye drops? And he threw it to me, and I just like watched it go all the way into my hand. I knew where it was at all the time, like the whole time. So I was like, that's amazing. You know, I wasn't ever able to do that before.
She like getting powers.
How are you feeling over there? Are you doing okay?
I mean, my nose is super runny. My eyes are teary. My mouth's on fire.
Does it hurt?
I mean, it definitely doesn't feel good.
Sambo and Matt need to do this now. You can't just watch everyone do stuff. We need to do some. How about we do Vegemite? Because I've never had Vegemite, and I heard that's horrible.
Huh? Isn't that just like regular food at different countries? Like, it's not like a shocker.
No,
it's like, do you have Megamite?
We don't have Vegemite.
No, it's called Megamite. It's like an Aussie version, but in international shops.
Oh, no.
No?
I work for here.
What is it?
I feel bad. I know. I if you need to crap out, I quit. I was like, I'm done with my show.
I'm super impressed.
Yeah, I'm really.
I didn't know anyone could take it that well.
Could you have gone longer?
Would you do this again?
Gabe has raised the bar.
What kind of food challenge would you do again, Gabe?
Man, whatever you guys got, I'm down.
So you just, do you like reading, eating weird shit? I like watching weird stuff be eaten. That's like,
I mean, I'm down to eat anything, you know?
So if you did like a pickle challenge?
Man, it'd be
what's
gross.
What's a pickle challenge?
I don't know, because he doesn't like pickles ever.
Oh!
I hate pickles, but.
What about sauerkraut?
Oh, I love sauerkraut.
I like sauerkraut.
I hate dill pickles.
I want to do the marshmallow challenge, but someone died doing it, so we can't do it.
People die from that shit.
When you like stuff or like marshmallows in your mouth and like you try to talk.
Yeah, we need to do some stupid stuff. So
we always got time at the end of some episodes.
We need to figure out what we're gonna eat next time. I say something nasty. I know Matt said something spicy. Keep doing spicy stuff, but I want to keep going.
I need a train.
There was like a drink set I found where like one of the like, and they're like sodas, and like one of the sodas is like ranch flavored.
Oh, I love ranch.
That's disgusting.
I've seen
soda. That.
What, the soda? The one?
Yeah, they're supposed to have like gross flavored sodas.
Oh no. That's something.
Like Bean Boozled, they have gross ones.
I've tried Vegemite. It is disgusting.
Though. Is it?
It is.
It's so nasty. Like you can't argue in any other way. It's gross.
Have you had durian? Have you had durian?
I love durian.
I've had durian mochi though. Have you had durian? The durian fruit, the spiky fruit.
No.
It smells like a baby. It smells like a baby's diaper that you just took a massive spit in and then let it rot for a couple days and then you scoop it. It's fruit. It's disgusting.
Karen, have you ever tried mole?
I love mole. What
I don't like it.
Mexican
chocolate meat.
Chocolate meat every week.
I got a black eye. What? Don't close up.
Mole is chocolate and a bunch of other stuff. How do you not like mole?
I love barbacoa, but I hate mole.
What's mole?
It's chocolate meat.
It's not chocolate.
It's chocolate.
It's a Mexican dish. It's not a sopa. It's not a stew. It's just like, Gabe, do you know what mole is?
It's bomb. You guys should eat it.
I don't know what's wrong with you. Allie, come here a second.
So is it like
a soup?
Okay,
like, you know that brown stuff that sometimes comes off chicken when you cook it?
But it's made with everything. Chocolate, bread,
it's like a soup?
Peppers.
Huh? I mean, it's like, it's just meat. That's like really, really wet meat. Yeah. Really wet meat. But yeah, it's chocolatey. It's chocolatey. And it's good.
With chicken, right?
I was going to say, I like manuka.
What's the worst thing you've eaten?
The worst thing?
Mm-hmm. I don't like seafood.
What?
I hate seafood.
I
could eat a shrimp, but I ate octopus and I almost puked. I ran to the bathroom about keeping myself.
Seafood is delicious.
Liver is gross.
Crab.
Sushi.
Sushi. I love sushi.
I like sushi though.
Me too.
Sushi and crab are like the best.
I like crab, but I don't like fish. I can't do anything that smells like fish. No.
Oh, I don't like blue cheese.
Oh. No, that shit, it tastes like mold.
Yeah.
It smells like spores in it.
Durian was nasty though. Durian tastes like shit.
You know what, Karen? When I first tried durian, I freaking hated it. And I don't know what happened. It grew on me. I love it. Have it again.
Try it again. Like, I try that sometimes. Food I hate, I'll keep trying to, like, maybe I like it now.
I've had brain. That doesn't taste bad. It just, the texture is disgusting.
What kind of brain?
Is it a pork or is it a brain taco? Like,
it's probably
brain
cow. I think that's cow.
Yeah,
it was it well seasoned?
I don't like tripe. Have you ever had tripe?
Yes.
The stomach?
Yeah.
I've only had tongue.
Have you eaten noodle?
I like tongue.
Heart is steak. Heart is
tongue is good.
You had menudo? Yeah.
Oh god!
I don't think I've had menudo. I've had
love menudo.
Pasal?
The hell is menudo?
Pozole.
Pozole. That's it.
Pozole is better.
It's a Spanish like.
They eat it when they're hungover. Like,
it's got stomach intestines, I think, in it.
Yeah.
Or tongue.
It's tongue. Yeah.
Tongue. Oh, I like that.
That just looks disgusting. What else is there nasty? I've had
pig's feet. I haven't had them. Has anybody?
When I was a kid, I
love them.
Really?
Feet. Yeah.
You just eat them?
We should do chicken feet.
Chicken feet? You can eat them?
Yeah. Love it.
They're just like bone, isn't it?
No, we roast it. Crunchy. My cat cuts off the leg and just gives it to you.
I've been to Thailand, so I'm sure I've eaten some things that
you didn't even know what you ate.
Crickets? Yeah, I didn't care. I'm like.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, the Mexicans I work with, they'd eat crickets.
That looks like a rat on a
stick. Chapulinas, chapulines. They're supposed to be really good. I've had bundugi. It's like a larvae, like a beetle that they roast. It's like this big, and they roast in Korea. Yeah, it's disgusting. Like I couldn't leave my apartment. I was like heaving and puking because of the smell of it. And then you eat it, and it's just. That we can do bundugi. We can do some bundugi. I mean, eat some fat ass insects, and you will puke on camera if you want to do it.
I don't want to do anything live. I don't want anything live except
that's the rule. Just got to be dead.
Okay, so maybe we'll do something nasty next time. I'd rather
no more than four legs on it, please. Unless it's prawns. Crab.
You want to eat an octopus?
Octopus. Yeah.
They're so smart.
They creep me out.
As long as it's not raw, I'll eat octopus.
Octopus is delicious.
Like, I mean, I like calamari if it's fried.
I love calamari. But that's cooked and that's different. Octopus is the most fishy thing I've ever tasted in my life.
We could do like some assignment where each of us goes to the grocery store and tries to find the weirdest thing we can. And it's like a competition. Like, who found the weirdest item that they got to eat?
Let's go for the next thing.
It's like a show and tell, but it's terrible. I'll show you how I puke. We'll call it.
I'm down for that. How are you feeling over there, Gabe?
My mouth's on fire still.
You look like you're suffering.
Hey, whose hand was that?
My dad just walked in.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, hi, Dad.
All right.
Let him finish the challenge for you.
Yeah. No.
There's plenty of sucker.
He cannot do anything spicy. He absolutely runs away from all of that.
Oh, no. Is your dad Italian, too, or just your mom?
No, just my mom.
But your dad likes the cooking?
My dad, actually, you know, funny thing. My mom's Italian, but hates pasta and all that.
Does she like a lot of seafood?
Who hates pasta?
What she loves is, like, more Latin food. And so my dad is, you know, Hispanic, so it kind of works out perfect for them. But, yeah, you know.
I think that's a sin in Italy not to like pasta.
Yeah, she's weird, dude. she hates pasta, like everything. I mean, she loves potatoes, but
sweet potatoes.
Or like she likes gnocchis.
Yeah.
So like
gnocchis, good.
She'll eat those, but as far as like actual pasta, or like the linguine or spaghetti or anything like that, she's like, no, pass. She hates it.
She doesn't like
like marinara sauce.
Oh, my God.
Who cooks that, your mom or your dad?
Who what?
Who cooks?
My mom cooks.
But she cooks for your dad? Like, she cooks Hispanic food?
Yeah. She just makes, like, rice and beans and whatever meat we're going to eat.
What kind of Hispanic are we talking?
My dad's Mexican and Nicaraguense.
So he doesn't like spicy, though?
You know what? He doesn't. You know what? It's weird. He doesn't even like horchata. And it's like, is he even Hispanic, really?
Yeah.
So much confusion. Well, like, over
some of them don't eat any spicy foods. So yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, no, he's not a fan of spicy whatsoever. Just me. My mom likes spicy, but my little sister likes spicy too.
Is that your dad? No, who's that? Who's camera
now? No, he was just asking about my dog right now.
Oh, okay. Well, next time maybe you can even have your dad do something, but we won't be spicy. But we can try something nasty or something. I think nasty is fun.
So. I'm trying to hit this at every angle.
I think it's fun. And then we can shove as many hot dogs one day too. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, say one day we'll make it fun, and it'll just who can consume the most.
Yes.
What about shoving hot dogs?
Secondly, I will do that for two bowls. And there's a pizza.
That will be our cheat day one.
Yeah, I'm down to do like chicken wings. I love that stuff. But thank you, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me.
Shout out. You
showed us all up, man.
Yeah, I'm glad you came back like super quick too. Like you were determined. Like I didn't know if like you're really truthful about that. But
no, I'm a man of my word. All right.
That is a hot characteristic in a man.
Yeah. Was it worth it? Are you just happy you said you could do it? And now it's like, it's. You like doing the challenges, so.
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, I think that's why I like to fight. You know, I like challenges. I like putting myself in uncomfortable positions. So, I mean, it was fun. It sucked.
Well, okay. Did you think you were going to do as well as you did?
No, honestly, I was expecting like I was going to die.
sold it pretty good.
Yeah, you were
going to quit. I was like, I'm going to make it to 5 minutes because I said I was going to.
I don't know if anybody's going to handle it that well.
No,
we need to make a belt for this.
You set a high bar for any other fighters wanting to come on here. So
yeah. So next time when you're in your and or when like Joe Rogan or shit's like talking to you and asking you cool things because you're there, can you be like telling them that you did our champ or jump challenge for your fight?
I got you.
Thank you.
It's like Karen loves him.
Yeah, I like Joe. I listen to the podcast.
Yeah, it was yeah. I just got to make sure I win because only the winners get the interview. But you know, like, I'll try to. I'll hold up my end. I'll hold up my end of the deal, and then and then I'll make it happen. Yeah.
So was this in Austin or was this in back in California?
The last one was in Vegas. But
no, I meant your podcast with Rogan.
Oh, I mean, I didn't do the podcast.
No, he just had an interview with him.
I thought you said you did.
No, just
for okay.
Just for because you
man, left out the wrong side of
the cage, right?
What was that?
You left out the wrong side of the cage, and that's what Rogan was
you
like.
You know what though? It wasn't my fault. You walked out of the cage, and then the commission was like, "Go this way." So we just followed the commission, and then they're like, "Wait, you're going the wrong way." So they led us astray. It was not.
Anyone watching at home, whoever's never been in the cage, it is kind of confusing sometimes. So I'll give you.
You don't know where you are when you like leave off around.
Yeah.
There's been times I've had my brothers yell at me. They're like, hey, idiot, we're over here.
So, well, thank you, Gabe, for coming back on and being in pain. I hope you have a better night. Yeah. Hopefully it's cooled down. You got an hour and a half.
You have any sponsors or any promotions or anybody you want to shout out for you?
Yeah, you know, just Dr. Tuma for at InVision for hooking me up with the eyes. And I mean, shout out to my team at Subfighter and the Body Shop. Shout out to Team Iridium with my sports management team and my other gyms, Rising Sun Muay Thai and Dark Sports Athletics and Raw Talent Boxing. They make me who I am, so wouldn't be nothing without those dudes. And yeah, just thank you for having me, guys.
Well, thanks for coming on, man.
Thank you for doing this awesome, stupid challenge that we.
If we find something else dumb to do, we'll give you a shout.
Some shit we think of. We'll call you.
I was thinking about it.
Perfect. My favorite thing to do is dumb shit. So just let me know.
All right.
It's on camera now.
All right. Thanks a lot, Gabe.
All right, guys.
Thanks. Thanks. I'm so happy he came back. That's fun.
That is still mind-blowing to me how well he took it.
Like, I'm kind of sad. I think he covered his mouth with something.
But
no!
Yeah, but he wasn't.
I mean, what does that say about us as people? Like, he didn't suffer. That again, wasn't
entertaining. No! Not allowed to be afraid I was going to get photoshopped and horrible shit for the last one. But like,
hey, I'm screenshotting that. That's going to be a good one.
No, Herbert.
Who changed the time of the show? Who changed the time?
Karen's trying to get good ratings over here.
Send us your screenshots and your photoshops.
Karen's getting good ratings over here.
It's the only thing I'm good for.
Over leaked stuff.
Yeah, well, Allie, you seem like a champ, though, until I said that. I was so impressed with you.
You got 2 seconds more, though. And I also was technically prepared-ish.
Yeah, I wasn't.
And everybody jumped off the screen as soon as it was over.
Yeah.
Allie stayed around, though. I had to leave, but she's still chilling around and talking.
Well, I had, like, frozen yogurt I was, like, shoveling in my mouth to try and cool it down because, like, your mouth is so hot.
And Sambo, we need you to do something super spicy. There's got to be something.
That's what he said.
That's just horribly spicy. We need to check our levels. We got our spicy shit. We need to do our nasty stuff.
We need our flavor. Was spicy though. How do you medium?
Do like
the marshmallow challenge.
We can try the marshmallow challenge too. We can hit like different angles of this every week. Like 1 week we gotta like chug a jar of pickle juice. I don't know.
Gabe does. Yeah.
Gabe does. That's his challenge. Mm-hmm. We have to find all of our weaknesses.
Yeah, I don't know what. I mean, I have a lot of weakness because I don't think I have a lot of things I couldn't eat. So.
Yeah, me too.
Depends on how quick you want me to quit.
And we could even do like it has to be like something you find at a grocery store, but like we pick something out for the other person to have to eat. But it has to be something you can find at a local store.
I want to try the Vegemite. I've never tried that. So
that'll be the day I get COVID.
Yeah. For going out to the store.
I will not be on screen.
Allie, so what's your most hated food?
I tried Brussels sprouts and I don't like it, but I don't like hate it.
You haven't tried them right, because most of the time I hate them.
I tried cooking it with bacon.
No, just you needed someone to cook it right for you.
Yeah.
What about you?
I go to a place called Big Fire down here, and they
squash.
Grill
squash are things I don't like. I don't like squash items.
You can't do squash. It's someone else's eating butthole over here.
You just never had it cooked right.
I mean, pig's feet look weird to me, and I've never had it. Like, that's something I feel like I'm going to cringe trying to eat.
Let's do pig's feet.
Get the pickle.
That's because you want to eat pig's feet.
I think you need to get out of Ohio.
The way Cambo's cook it. Oh.
Ohio?
Aren't you in Ohio? You're in a, is it Ohio?
Who?
Iowa.
Iowa.
Yes, okay.
Because the pig's feet's all fat and it's, oh, it's so yum. Like, we boil it in this sweet honey sauce for hours.
You don't just, like, pop it out of the jar and just start gnawing on it.
You could. That's what the boyfriend does. He likes that shit. Oh, God, it looks so disgusting. Or you can
do I don't want to eat. I mean, that's the thing, too. Like, insects would be a challenge for me. So that's one thing, like, because the texture and stuff.
Are you talking about live insects or dried, like?
Right, I want
dead ones.
I think the grossest thing I've ever eaten is, like, in Japan, I had little tiny dried fish.
Oh,
like jerky?
No, they're like little minnows, but they were, no, they were dried and salty.
Oh, sardines are disgusting.
Oh, I love those.
That's another no for me, but I mean, if it's a challenge, I can make myself do it.
Sardines are different.
They're gross.
Anchovies?
Fish.
I'll fish. I don't like nothing. What fucks with me is like eating anything that's like fully in, like the full thing, eyes and everything. Like that's just weird. Like crickets, little fish. Like you're eating the whole damn thing.
You need to eat baloo.
What the fuck is that?
What's that?
Like caviar?
No, I think
isn't that the bear on the Jungle Book?
No, it's like a half matured duck in an egg. So you crack the egg open, the egg's like the duck's dead, but it's like halfway there. So you eat the
no way.
Everything, yeah. No look way. It up, people at home. Look up Baloo.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yes,
yeah, I told you I love to watch shows on YouTube. I'm all about things where people eat weird shit all day long. And
like Brandon Ferris, that's all he does.
It's called Baluk, not Baloo. Baluk. B-A-L-U-K, I think. Look it up.
Okay.
Take me later. But look it up. That, Surstrumming, Bendegi.
I'd say for the next week, when we all go to the grocery store, the assignment is look for the weird stuff.
But you can't
grossing me out. It's like nearly lunchtime here in Australia. I don't feel like eating anymore.
It's getting all hungry.
This is helping with the intermittent fasting.
What do you hate, Sambo?
Blue cheese.
Can't choose blue cheese.
Everyone eats it here. Anyway,
mushrooms are gross.
Yeah, but
what?
Mm-hmm. I got over that. You'll like them later on. Your taste buds change.
I don't know. There's this delicacy in Cambodia. They fry tarantulas. Yeah. Like when you eat the abdomen, a friend tried. It's like peanut butter. Like when you squish it, and that's the yummy bit.
Don't rub
it. Yeah. It's like big over there. I would never try it. Even if you pay. Yeah.
I love peanut butter. I can't eat peanut butter.
Me too.
Hell yeah. A tarantula and a jelly sandwich.
Oh roaches. I'm not eating roaches, FYI.
Huh?
Are you
roaches.
Sure?
Roaches are a no for me.
Okay.
Will you eat one?
You're very dirty.
Roaches are cheap, okay? I would never eat a roach.
But Deggie looks like a roach. And it's like I said, it's like this big. This is my face. I mean, I have big ears. So you can look at that. That's how big they are, and they're just nasty. And you can eat them raw, or you can eat them fried. And I highly recommend them raw because the fried smell will make you puke on point. Like
you ate a roach?
Yeah, but it doesn't look. No, it's called bendegi. It's a Korean street food.
And just because you name it something different than roach.
No, it's like a larvae, but it's I can't remember what the type of what it is. But it looks like a roach. It looks like a roach that you're pulling out of the can.
Like it's some sort of a beetle.
Out of a brown butt juice looking thing. Like it's so disgusting. Anyone that's tried bendegi at home, I highly recommend you comment on our show. And whoever has ideas for challenges or wants to see us eat something,
go for it.
We'll do it. So just
oh yeah.
Volunteering us for
we want to get in the top five on Amazon. We don't fucking care how.
No, Matt needs to get naked.
Whatever.
I was like, is this going to turn into a only, what is it? Only fans?
Show? I was going to say, and we're going to do it without showing tits. That's the hard part.
What is flex? We do it at the same time.
Do we have David do one with a skippy top on or no top? Try and get some sex appeal going.
What?
No, I want to see David.
David daughter?
Yep. Dave daughter. So no one like to show his nips on here to try and get views.
I think we scare him off.
Yeah. You guys comment what you want. We'll do it for views, I guess.
If we're talking about
you. Some nasty things, things you don't like, things that look delicious to you, maybe. Maybe we don't like it. Who knows?
Some weird prank shit we don't know.
I'm down.
That we need to start talking about aliens.
Yes! Yes!
Yes! Yes! I'm so excited.
Start talking about aliens.
Do you believe in them?
Huh?
Do you believe in them?
Yes. Oh, and by the way,
That's a two-part question, because there's believing in them and believing they're actually here.
Yes. And
actually, it's a three-part question. So, like, yes, I believe that there's life on other planets. Yes, I believe that people could travel from planet to planet. Do I believe they're here? I don't know. Maybe.
But what makes you believe there's life in out there?
Because there's so many planets, it would be literally, if we were the only planet that had life, that would be so astronomically like.
There and has to all be the life. Beings, we would not be that special to be the only
yeah,
one.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we are the ghetto of the universe.
And is it their intelligent life versus is there just life?
Do you think they'll be looking like E.T.? Or do you think they'll be looking like us?
Because some people have theories that we just see like whatever our minds can wrap our heads around. So like we don't see exactly what they actually look like type things.
If they look like, I mean, who knows if they're going to look like E.T. or, I mean, they're not going to look like us.
Maybe they're really hot.
They'll look some, you know, they might have four legs. Who knows?
10 bucks.
My hat goes off to the Yeah, he is tough dude. I don't understand how he went through that challenge.
I know, man. That's just good genetics. Something's going on there.
You know what I saw at the chemist the other day? There's protein Snickers.
What?
Snickers has brought out a bar.
Snickers.
Snickers. It's all protein.
I thought you said protein sneakers, like shoes.
No. I love Snickers.
So when like a bodybuilder starts acting like a diva, you can give them a Snickers protein bar?
They have to, because so many people are on keto that they have to make candy bars. It's in my diet now. It's protein.
You know what else has protein?
The devil's toe, Satan's toe.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Dringers.
No way.
Dringers protein.
So, because you guys brought up aliens real quick, we can have maybe a show about it soon because I have stories. But the most recent one, when I was driving back from Chicago, I went to Chicago this past weekend, and my boyfriend and I were driving in the car, and it was like 11:30 at night, and I have a little thing to say about it real quick. Like a name for it, but the largest asteroid that's coming closest to Earth, they were tracking it for 20 years. It zoomed past us when I was driving home, and I guess it was like feeling like I hit the lottery. But we're driving like I said, 11:30 at night, middle of Illinois, so super pitch black. And all of a sudden, this thing like came out the sky, like, and it was like on fire. It was like the biggest ball of flame I've ever seen in my life. And me and my boyfriend were like, and it just like here, and then right in front of us, it went away. And like probably like this big is how big it was in the sky.
No way.
Like I swear to God. Well, like, I've never seen anything like that in my life. Like I've seen
was it a bug?
No,
Did you say it was an asteroid or a meteor?
No, asteroid 2001 F032. I made my boyfriend look it up. I'm like, can you
032, I got you.
They're tracking it for 20 years. And it was the one that had the most possible danger possibility. And I don't know a piece of if that was it going past up or maybe if something broke off and that's why I saw the place. But I mean, it looked like the dinosaurs were about to die again. Like that's what it looked like.
Right. When was
that? I mean, it wasn't like a shooting star. It was a flaming like ball of fire coming to Earth. That was Sunday night for me. But yeah, if you look up, it's asteroid 2004-0032. So that's what I thought. I was seen on that same trip. I've been making that trip back and forth for about 15 years. And I've seen some shit. Let me just talk to you guys about it one time. Another thing. I've seen a satellite break up and come flying to Earth on fire. That was green. That was not like this, though. But if you look
at it. Do you think they're trying to call you back home?
Huh?
I think they're trying to call you back home.
Because I
see. You've seen all this stuff.
I've never seen any of it.
Seriously.
Are you okay? Wait. I've seen Joe Dirt. So that meteor you've seen.
But seriously,
did you go find it? Did you see where it landed?
I do know. Yeah. That sounds like it got to be around here somewhere. It was so, I don't know if it was close or far, if it was just in a slightly in the atmosphere. It was a coolest scene. Second coolest weird shit from space I've seen in my life. The first one I will tell you about Sambo. Maybe we can do a show about the aliens and such. I've mentioned it briefly on the show before. I think I told you guys. I know I told you guys. I'll draw a picture of it. How about that? But on the same trip. I make this trip like 4 or 5 times a year back and forth. It's always at nighttime, like through like nowhere, Illinois. So I see a lot of weird shit. And the other one was way
Does anyone else claim to see weird shit driving that route?
Well, my boyfriend was with me for the first time or the second time. And then my ex was with me for the first time. And I've always had people with me when I've seen stuff.
Oh, okay.
I've never had weird alien experiences. I've had weird, like, ghost experiences.
Oh, like what?
Yeah. You probably have more of those, I think.
Like what, Allie?
Like, I lived in a house that was clearly haunted when I first moved out when I was 19. Like, I would have lived there for 3 months. And the last month, like, I was just staying there to sleep. And, like, we were all huddled sleeping in the same room because we were so freaked out about everything going on in the house.
Like, what would happen?
Well, at first, it wasn't a lot of stuff. And then it got to be really bad. Like, you'd legit just see shit move. You would see, like, figures in the corner of your eye. Like, the temperature in the rooms would drastically change up and down. You'd see candle lights. Like, the flame would go up and down. My oldest was the only kid I had at the time. And he would be talking to stuff randomly all the fucking time.
Mm.
And eventually, when we were all, like, congregated downstairs sleeping, you would hear, like, the dressers and the beds just like it sounded like they're being thrown around upstairs.
Oh my god. Did you and then one time, something like
god?
We stayed up one time like all night and my ex's brothers, they're really big and paranormal. It's like we're gonna stay up all night, we're gonna see what happens after 3 and all this. They never would stay over again. They would hear like growling in their ear and stuff like that when they were there.
Yeah, that's not good.
And they're like, hey, sometimes if you move furniture, like upsets the spirits and like you'll see stuff. So we like moved a coffee table out into the other room. And then after the next day, I took them all home and nobody had been in the house all day. And we came back after everybody got off work and that coffee table was put back where it was. And there was a book open on it.
Whoa.
What was the book?
It was a kid's book.
Huh?
But like, there's like a little kid you would see sometimes. So like one time we were getting ready to like go to bed and we're sitting and all of a sudden you'd hear like tapping on one window. And my ex was like yelling, you know, like, hey, like, stop bothering us. We're trying to like go to sleep. And then you'd hear the tap go to every window around the house, like somebody was running around hitting all of them.
Okay.
Do you still have access to that house?
So I drive by it every once in a while if I ever go to New Providence, and there was always somebody living in it.
For like 6 months.
Living in it. Also had a lot of turnover.
But like that house is old. Like we found stuff. Like the basement wasn't a basement. It was like a dirt floor basement, and it was like built in like 1890.
Oh wow, that sounds crazy.
Do you want to go explore some of those places?
Now, like I don't get so freaked out about that stuff. Like before experiencing that, so like I'm actually not as scared about those things anymore. Like I used to be so terrified, like Ouija boards, but now I'm like a little more open minded about it.
Yeah, I feel
really
bored. I don't trust that shit.
I don't know. Like, I don't believe in ghosts, but I don't want to mess with things like that.
I don't think you should provoke things, but I no longer like am scared that there's like demons out there, really.
Yeah, no, thank you. But we need to do maybe a show on all of this and get down and.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if I could maybe get some equipment if anybody wants to go.
I'm in. None
of us are in the same place. That is a solo haunted trip.
I just don't want to go into homes. I'm scared to death of that shit. I'm not scared to death of being there. I'm scared to death it's going to come back home with me.
Yeah. Because I collect a lot of antiques, and I'm always afraid that I'm going to bring one of them is going to bring some weird shit, and I've had some weird shit. But I don't
know. Yeah, like I was convinced for the longest time there was a coffee table I had, and I experienced some weird shit for a while, and when I got rid of it, because I never wanted to. I always loved this one coffee table, and I acquired it. And once I stopped fucking with that and I left it at one place, like I haven't had weird shit happen again.
Oh.
I think they're attached to things sometimes. But so, yeah, if you ever want to send something, you can always come out here, Allie, and we can do some weird. There's abandoned. Everything here in St. Louis is really old. So a lot of cities tear down stuff and they build new things. And St. Louis has a lot of grants to keep the old and not build new on top.
Okay.
So there's most of the homes, if you're in the city or even in the county, there everything's easily from the 40s or earlier. And some of them, like the earliest ones, I think are from 1700. So
damn.
It's because they're all from the French.
Do you ever watch Ghost Adventures or anything like that?
Yeah.
I've seen some.
And there's like the murder mystery house dinner tours here. We had the Lemp Mansion, like where they owned the Lemp Brewery. They're in competition with the Bush family for Budweiser back in 1800s. And Lemp Brewery started going downhill. And so three of the family members all killed themselves in the house. And then also a little boy killed himself in the house. I've seen pictures of people, like you can sleep in overnight in the house. It's creepy in the bedrooms where they all killed themselves with a shotgun. But
yeah,
or one of the pictures that my girlfriend showed me when she spent the night there, it looked like she took a picture of the front door. And it looked like a crowd of people were all rushing to come in. Like you could see them like reaching for the handle. Like it was just like a bunch of heads and bodies, but very transparent. I've seen that picture. I've seen some other creepy pictures, but that one's a really notable place in St. Louis, the Lemp Brewery.
Can you get a copy of that picture?
If I asked her, yeah, I don't really talk to her anymore, but yeah.
Awesome. Well, what happened?
I can see it.
So under St. Louis too, back in the 1800s, because it was always so hot here, they would have a lot of parties underground. So there's a cave system underneath St. Louis. So there's a lot of caves that connect to other buildings in the city. And there's a cave that connects to that one that they shut it down now. You're not allowed to go in the cave anymore. But if you want to try and get access to the cave, I will go. I like weird shit like that.
You got to befriend a particular nighttime guard.
Yeah. So if you want to come spend the night over here, Allie. You can do some weird shit.
Do some weird stuff.
And you can come over.
Well, I got a video camera, so we can use that.
There's a lot of freaky shit over here, Sambo. Come on over.
I know, I'll come.
Come to the Midwest.
Yeah, we're boring and creepy.
That's what I think about when you said.
They try and talk up the coast like there's somewhere to go, but the Midwest is where it's at.
For creepy shit.
Speaking about antiques. I had a friend, and he bought one of those. You know those Hawaiian.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Gabriel.
What? No. Those Hawaiian statues with the weird faces on them.
Yeah.
You know, wooden statues that you get.
Yeah.
Like tiki.
Anyway, so my friend took one home, and had it in his room for like. You know, a while, and then one day, like all these spiders, like started hatching out and coming out of its face.
What? Ew.
Yeah. So I would never buy one of those. Pardon?
That's like a nightmare.
I know. I hate spiders, by the way. Like snakes.
Do you remember,
like
people
in Australia.
Make it sound like spiders just live just like cactuses, and if you had one, like you first died with spiders at some point. No,
I don't want it though ever. Whatever that is.
I remember having a fear of that as a child, and like snakes coming in through the toilet.
Oh, that biting your hoo hoo hoo.
Or your butt. Yeah. It's tender.
No. Never had
they that. Made it sound like in the 90s that was like a common thing that could happen. Like if you sit on the toilet too long, like a snake or a tiny crocodile is going to come up.
I hate you. It's a wonderful story to tell you. But maybe, okay, so we need to do a show about this. Some aliens and weird stuff.
Hey, maybe we'll do a fighter at the beginning of the show, and then we'll go into weird shit.
And we'll get them their take on any personal experiences that they've had, maybe.
Right, towards the end.
Yes.
I love
we should ambush them. So, like, they think they're getting interviewed about fighting. We're like, what do you think about aliens?
Yeah.
What do you think about ghosts?
If anyone at home has any suggestions, too, please throw it at us, because we're desperate for views.
Karen's
I love that idea, Ellie, where we go out and find something weird.
Yeah, I was saying, we have so many assignments. We need to go find some weird food at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Brand plan on that.
Check out some
next week. Agreed.
Aliens, ghosts, and weird shit to eat.
Okay.
Maybe marshmallows if we can't figure out anything
out. That's a challenge. The marshmallows, the challenge segment.
You and know, it's something like, she could have in Australia. We don't got to send it.
Yeah, Sambo has the cute stuff. She's like, I want marshmallows. And we're all like,
yeah, and if you got any UFC fighters or big tough guys that want to do the challenge, I'll send them Satan's toe. And
if you think you Gabriel Green, contact us and we'll make you a belt. Right, Matt? Right? No, we won't make
Those belts are kind of expensive. I've looked into it.
So how about
a belt?
It'll be a tiny belt.
We'll just keep our eyes peeled for fighters talking shit about how tough they are and challenge them to Satan's toe or shut up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
yeah.
That's our trolling.
Isn't that like 500K?
That's how cool we are. What'd you say, Sambo?
The UFC belt is I heard it's like $500,000.
I wonder how it's all seeing we can make one like the bad motherfucker, the baddest motherfucker. But it's the champ challenge.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
We'll make it. The winner gets a bracelet made by one of us.
Come along so we can buy everyone a belt that means.
Do you like the old WC or UFC belt, or do you guys like the new UFC belt?
Old.
New. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm totally with you. I like the old one. I think the new one looks cheesy as fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks so square and square.
Yeah. Yeah.
I definitely like the old one.
I want the champ ring.
The champ ring.
Oh, yeah.
We can get rings, Matt, for the people who win the challenge.
Yeah, we can send them like one of those, like, and like we get like the bubble gum machine. You put in 25 cents, it comes out like the little plastic thing.
Yeah,
send them that. Thanks for being in pain for 2 hours. Here's your shit. All right, good job, guys. Thank you to Gabe Green, our UFC fighter that was on earlier, who beat us all. If you're,
I feel so ashamed.
Huh?
I feel so shamed after watching him. It's like, he didn't even, like, flinch.
Yeah.
He did drool a lot more than you two.
He drooled
a
lot.
Do you want to do it again, Ellie?
I mean, I have plenty left.
I threw mine away. Oh, really? I don't know why you're keeping it.
It's nostalgia.
Mine's in a drawer over again, here.
No. Never. That was so
bad. You never know when you're going to have a particular guest over and you want to offer them a treat.
No. I don't
know.
I think you should crush it up and snort it. That's what I
think. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Mm-mm.
Die. I feel like that's going to do things to your brain.
Just a suggestion.
You could die.
No, but we could
die.
Think
you could die.
Yeah.
You could die.
You could die.
If you snort it?
Yeah.
I think okay.
It's something to try.
Don't try it at home, people. We are not recommending this.
I'm going to make a smoothie out of Vegemite.
Don't try it in a closet. Make sure you have access to a medical kit.
Yeah, don't do it in a closet.
Always come out of the closet before everything.
We need our own secret now, Matt.
What if you crossed it and put it up your asshole? Because
no, you want to be able to boop
no,
it?
No, because you know how you hear people take ecstasy pills and want a stronger yeah, buzz, so they cross it and put up their asshole?
You don't.
It does kind of look like a butt plug.
To enhance it or to make it happen faster, and you don't need to make this happen any faster.
But it does kind of look like a butt plug.
No.
We already said you shouldn't swallow it because your asshole's going to burn. And what do you think is going to happen when you put it directly there?
We're sick.
You can get burns on your booty hole.
I thought you were cute and innocent. Talk about marshmallows. Then you want to stick the toe of Satan up your ass.
You challenged her.
I'm supposed to try to be God. Interesting.
Like, now you're speaking my language.
Just the tip.
Because it's upside down in Australia. Yes.
Yes.
Would you like the Satan toe down under?
Oh, I love it. Okay, guys. All right. I got to get out of this closet.
On that note.
We need to leave Matt alone. Matt's going to get us a champ or champ challenge belt. And he's going to promote Berserk here, which is the blue raspberry, my favorite flavor. Out of Dranger.
Drink more Dranger.
If you guys want something to light up your life and your day with, blue raspberry pre-workout. So, all right, guys.
Yeah, that was pretty good, but fruit punch is pretty good too. That's kind of one of my tops.
You're all good. Try it. Allie's going to be blonde the next time she comes on, so.
Maybe, if, you know,
mistakes
don't keep biting me. I will say, anybody that wants to get their hair done and was trying to be cheap during quarantine and got stuff on Amazon and did it at home, you're making it very hard for your hairdresser later to fix all your shit.
I did that.
Yeah.
So it's a process.
It'll happen sooner or later.
I'll get to Karen's lightness at some point.
This took a long time. I had black box hair dye in my hair, so.
Yeah, I made that mistake before because I didn't know the term virgin hair meant like nothing touched it, not that the color wasn't showing anymore. And my friend tried to lighten it and it was just like bright ass orange.
So you'll be fine. Everybody just might not recognize you next time around, but that's okay. We'll have a new host. Allison, Mariah will be with it.
I'll just change my little logo so nobody knows.
Yeah.
Like David did. I'll be Callie.
Callie.
All right. Well, let's wrap the show up and thank you everybody for tuning in. And we'll see you next week. I don't think we have a guest set yet, but maybe we can get somebody else to be in.
I don't have big
I'm always like off of the
All right. Until next week. See you guys later.
Peace out. Perfect.